Thank you for calling customer support. This is Viking. Did you request a supervisor?
Yes, I did. Thank you. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'm just filling up the account. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
And what's your first and last name?
My name is Evelina Brown.
And then verify your address for security purposes.
My address is 113 John Street, DeKalb, Illinois, 60115.
All right, so I have an account pulled up here for the Keto Extend, and the Keto Extend cleanse has been canceled. I see you have a refund for $92.90. What issue are you having today?
The issue is the bank says that it's been refunded and charged again to the same place.
Okay, well, okay, what day did you get the refund on?
I got the email stating that it was refunded on the 7th.
All right, so did you see the day that it was refunded and charged back, or are you looking for that now?
Well, I'll pull up. I just talked to the bank.
Oh, no, you're fine. You have a lot of static in your background. I'm having a hard time understanding you.
Well, I'm disabled, and I was trying to walk up the stairs just then, so I'm sure you hear me clearly.
Yeah, I just heard a lot of static. I didn't know. I thought maybe you were in the car with the window down or something.
No, I'm disabled and I was struggling to get up the stairs. So that's what that's making a lot of noise. Okay. So now I'm sitting down.
Oh, no, you're fine. Take your time. Take your time.
Okay. So what was your question, please?
All right, so what day was it refunded and charged back? Because like I said, I do see you were refunded on for $92.90, but I don't see that it was charged back, and I don't see why it would be.
Okay, let me pull that up, please. I hope we don't get disconnected. Okay. Are you still there? Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here.
Okay, I'm just don't want to get disconnected, and I'm going to pull up the account.
No, you're fine. I'm here. Just let me know when you get the information. But like I said, even if you don't have it, like I said, there's nothing we can do because the only thing you can do is call back with your bank on the line to verify that because it's only showing that we refunded you. It's not showing that we charged it back. So you'll have to get them to call in.
Okay. Let me pull this up and see. Okay. When did this initially? Okay. What's the date on this? 2829. What I see on here is I see on 29 February 9th. What was that? Did you see that date for something? February 8th. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I see.
Yeah, let me see, because here it shows it was refunded on the 7th, and I'm assuming, I don't know what day you got it, but it was the 7th when it was refunded here.
It's not sure. It's okay. Let me write this down. I'll call the bank back as well, try to get some clarity to this, because there's an extra $92 being charged to my account. Let me get a piece of paper to write with it. Pen and paper.
Yeah, this is what you do. Just have that. Once you, like I said, even if you find it, it's okay if you want to give us that information. But like I said, I mean, they can vary it as well. But like I said, it's not, we're showing that we refunded you, but not, because like I said, I don't see why would they refund you and then turn around and bill it back. That makes no sense.
No. Okay. So what is the refund date that you have?
Ma'am?
Yes? Hello?
I'm sorry, what was that? You said, what do I have?
No, what was the refund date that you have?
The refund I have is for $92.90.
No, I said, but what date is it? It was on the 7th, you said?
The date? Yeah, the 7th, yes.
And you don't see it being charged again? You are
no,
in the date. What was the original date that it was charged? Because I want to be able to say that to the bank. Let me look at it. I pull my account up. Okay, I'll call the bank then. If I still have issues, do I just call back the same number and have to go through all this all over again?
Yes,
okay.
I mean, it doesn't matter, yeah, who you speak with. You have to give them your name, your address, and then tell them what you're calling in about. So yeah,
okay.
You'll have to go through this again, yes, ma'am. But I mean, it's notated. They're going to know what you're calling in about. But of course, I'm sure you're still going to want to explain it to them.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day, Ms. Brown.
You too.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye.